Over the course of the 2024-25 high school basketball season, the MSC Sports Radio Network was able to bring you some of the best moments of the high school basketball season across the Sunflower State. Today, the best athletes from those moments are playing together on the same court. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for the Northeast Kansas High School Basketball All-Star Games from Highland Community College. Let's head courtside for today's pregame show.
Here we go. It's the 39th annual Northeast Kansas High School All-Star Basketball Games, a yearly tradition, and we're bringing you the coverage live here on the MSC Sports Radio Network alongside Crendon Prophet, Justin Fluke. I'm Brandon Tam with Seth Tollefson, our studio producer. Well, we're getting ready for the girls' game here in about 8.5 minutes. Boys' game will follow around 3 o'clock. Again, good to have you alongside. It's always a fun event, Crendon, taking part here at Highland Community College. We've got some of the best athletes in the state one more time on the basketball floor.
Oh, we have plenty of success here, and you talk about this is the 39th annual tradition, and you bring in so much talent here, not just at a player level, but also at a coaching level, with head coach Stacey Jasper taking over the team gold, and then Navy team getting taken over by Derek Jasper. I mean, you really look at these scouted lineups on both sides, and we're going to see play here today, and they will go 4 quarters, 10 minutes apiece. I mean, you got to love to see it. They're going to get a lot of work in for themselves.
Yeah, we'll kind of break it down here. So the girls' game, they're going to do just like college, we're going to have 4 10-minute quarters. Once we get to the boys' game, that'll be 2 20-minute halves. So a little bit different than the setup a year ago. We'll have some media timeouts in there to get a great word in from our sponsors throughout the course of the day, which we appreciate very much. But we got All-State. We got Players of the Year. We got schools' all-time leading scorers here. Just a little bit of everything. And obviously we'll dive into the rosters a little bit before we get closer to the tip time. But again, you look at some of these teams and just some standout athletes once again.
Oh, you talk about some standout players. Let's just first start off with Owen Dieters. I think she's a big standout player for me. She's going for basketball to Benedictine. She just got the Sports in Kansas 1A Class Division I Player of the Year. You know that she's had so much accolade success with her first-year TVL league recognition as well. She scored 1,758 career points, third in school history, helped lead her team to a undefeated state championship title with 25-0 to finish the season. She was just an overall incredible player, but she's not just one of the top scorers in the state of Kansas to be playing here today. We also have another one, and on the same team for Team Navy, not only Dieters, but also Kim. She's first team in the NAKL League in 2024 and in 2025. She was a third-time team All-State Keisha covered, first team All-State in the Sports in Kansas 2025. She's just an all-around player. So when you talk about the talent here, both teams are going to be filled with plenty of it, and we're going to see lots of it today.
Yeah, you mentioned Bowerly. Again, she's also the all-time leading scorer for ACCHS. She eclipsed that mark earlier in the year, but just a lot of great athletes once again. Justin Fluke alongside. We're going to try to dive into maybe some thoughts from the head coaches. As you mentioned, Stacey Jasper, the Hiawatha staff, coaching the Gold Squad this year, and then Derek Jasper and the Troy coaching staff. They are handling the lead over on the Navy sideline. Again, Justin Fluke, it's Seth Tollefson, the 39th annual All-Star Basketball Games here in Northeast Kansas at Highland Community College. We'll step aside. We'll come back and get you set for the tip-off, and we'll dive through the starters and the lineups. Again, glad to have you alongside. We'll have more coverage from Highland Community College right after this.
Hi, this is Riley with Exchange Bank and Trust, where we believe in making your wants and dreams a reality. Whether it's buying your first home, upgrading your vehicle, or funding a small business or farm, our flexible loan options are designed with you in mind, offering fast approval, competitive rates, and the personalized service you deserve. When you are ready to take that next step, stop by and see us or apply online at ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, NMLS number 2174842.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Getting ready for the Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games here from Highland Community College. Justin, Brandon, Trendon and Seth all with you, and Justin Fluke on the side, and we're going to get him momentarily with the Navy girls basketball coach and Derek Jasper. So we're locked in as we're getting ready to close to tip here. But let's get out to Justin, who's with Derek Jasper.
Hey, thanks, guys. I'm here with the head coach of the Navy All-Stars today. But, Coach, you want to see if it's set season, finishing first in your first year in the Northeast Kansas League and top three in the state, bringing home a big trophy from Dodge. Has it set into reality yet?
Yeah, such a rewarding season, and third place in the state. We would have taken that before the year started. We knew we had to go through a monster in Centralia, and we hung in there for three quarters, and they showed their dominance and showed why they were the class of the state. But winning the Northeast Kansas League first year back was awesome, and then just finishing it off, the cherry on top, winning that third place game is so great. Off the court a winner in your last game, and our seniors got to walk off the court winning their last game.
No doubt. So today the focus is on the All-Star game. What's your approach as the head coach coming into this All-Star game today?
Have fun, but win. That's the main thing. Try to have fun. We got a great group of girls, from a lot of the girls who I've coached against for many years. I'm glad to have Owen Dieters on our team. She's beaten me so many times, beaten Troy so many times, and then we got a lot of talent around her also. So have fun, win the game, and play as hard as you can.
The consensus I'm hearing is that your team is a little bit stacked, so the lines have been set at -12.5 for you today.
I don't know. If the ball goes in the hole, we'll be looking good. But if you know, you never know how these things are going to go. I know my sister-in-law coaching down on the other end wanted to have a redraft, but we just kept the teams as they were, and I like our chances.
One final thought, because we may not get a chance with you again today. We're going to be chatting with all the players, but talk about being able to have players here that you get to coach again today, and the seniors and what they kind of meant to your program.
Yeah, it was fun when the rosters came out. I don't know if Gracie was happy that she wasn't on my team or sad. I couldn't really tell, but Allie was happy to be on my team, and it's kind of cool that Gracie's playing on the other team. Two deserving seniors that have kind of turned our program around, even with volleyball and everything. The senior class has kind of brought winning back to the Troy girls' sports. So. Great to see them here.
Have fun today, Coach.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Derek Jasper, head coach of the Navy All-Stars, and I'll send it back to you guys before I get the other Coach Jasper.
All right. We'll get to Stacey Jasper, head coach of the Gold Squad, here in just a moment. But, again, Crendon alongside Seth in studio, Brandon here. We're getting ready for the tip-off here. We'll go through the lineups here in just a moment, but looks like we're going to hold off on that as clock is running down to zero here. We're actually going to step aside for a quick timeout. They're going to give us the national anthem. We'll dive into the starters and the non-starters and get you set for tip-off. Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games here at Highland Community College. We'll step aside, and the girls' tip-off is coming your way next.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich, like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kind TS of Sapeppa is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sapeppa, we make it happen.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball games here today from Highland Community College. Justin, Brandon, Crennan, and Seth all with you. We'll get down to another interview, and we'll talk to the players throughout the course of the game, which is always a good time. But, all right, Crennan, let's go through the lineups here. The starters, Kenzie Bowerly, 5'8 for Atchison County, the school's all-time leading scorer. Hayden Heim is 6'3, and out of St. Mary, she is committed to Central Missouri to play basketball. Owen Dieters, the 1A D1 player of the year, leading the Panthers to the state title just a few weeks ago. Allie Franken is 5'6 from Troy, going to K-State in the fall. And Aaliyah Contreras, a 5'2 guard from Hiawatha, undecided on those. Avery Stidham from Holton. You also have Isabella Major out of Pleasant Ridge and Taylor Bosley from Jackson Heights. Crennan, how about the goal team?
Shaping out the goal team, number 2, Isabella Hurla from St. Number 3, Cammie Dollinghouse from Nemaha Central. Note that she was here also for the volleyball all-star games. Number 4, Gracie Grable from Troy. Number 6, Callie Honeyman, Nemaha Central. I know she's coming here to play volleyball for Highland Community College. She was here also for those all-star games for volleyball. And number 7, Elizabeth Schuster from Holton. Wrapping it out with some of the ones who aren't starting here today, Corey Wagner from ACCHS. Number 5, Tatum Kramer from Centralia. Athena Brocks from Royal Valley. And Brenna Eady from Donovan West.
Again, the gold squad under the Hiawatha coaching staff with Stacey Jasper and company. And then on the other side, the Troy coaching staff led by Derek Jasper, leading the squad for the Navy again. For Navy again, the starters, Bowerly, Heim, Dieters, Franken, and Contreras. Girls starters for the gold team is Hurla, Dollinghouse, Grable, Honeyman, and Schuster. And last year, this one came down to the wire, the 38th annual All-Star Basketball Games. At least the girls' game went down to the final possession, but it was Team Navy got the win, 70-69. So a one-point game a year ago, and expecting again high-quality stuff here. It's going to be a college-level game with the four-quarter aspect of it, so four 10-minute quarters here. We'll have breaks at under 5 minutes in each quarter, and then we'll have, of course, teams and halftime break as well, but obviously a good atmosphere building up. Boys game will begin around 3 o'clock today, but just kind of your final thoughts before we dive into this girls game.
Well, you mentioned the atmosphere, and the atmosphere is going to be great supporting these girls out there on the court. We'll see for the men's game, but really it's the communities here that brings so much momentum here for these girls and their success this season. The parents, you know, helping out their kids, their school, and to support them on their journeys on and here. This is just a very small part of their life that they get to enjoy. One last hurrah here for some, and for most, this is a chance to get a little bit of an experience at that college level as they head on.
Well, we just heard from Derek Jasper with Justin a little bit ago, and you know, he still mentioned to some degree about still going out and winning the game. So it's about having fun, but you know, with
you wanna
Stacy
win.
On the other side, of course, family on both sides of the coaching staff, it's little table talk, you know, next Thanksgiving, you got something that you can hang over.
It's kind of like the Harbaughs going against each other,
yeah,
right?
There you go. Well, again, excited to bring it to you. Both teams getting set to tip this one up. The girls' game here about to begin. Navy again, Kenzie Bowerly, Hayden Heim, Owen Dieters, Allie Franken, Aaliyah Contreras, your starting five. And for the gold squad, Isabella Hurla, Cammy Dollinghouse, Gracie Grable, Callie Honeyman, and also Elizabeth Schuster. Again, Justin Fluke on the floor, Brandon Tam and Crendon Prophet, Seth Tollefson with you as well. Gold here in the opening half will go from right to left. Navy will go left to right. Here we go. It's the 39th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games, and the girls' game is officially underway. And right into the front court, it's the 1A-D1 Player of the Year, leading the Centralia Panthers to a state championship in Owen Dieters. Right side pass, it goes to Bowerly, gets to the top of the key. Now Dieters left side in the corner. She backs it out to the wing a touch, waist high with the right-handed dribbles. Man-to-man here by the gold squad, guarded by a Honeyman. Here's a deep three by Bowerly. Hits off the left rim and goes out of bounds. A couple of bodies hit the floor. And good sportsmanship out the gate, but Gold getting a stop on their opening possession. We've played 31 seconds, and now Gold gets their first opportunity with the basketball.
Well, Navy's first possession, you only saw two touch the ball. You saw Kenzie Bowerly and then Owen Dieters. Just them two working up top, trying to get that shot in. And you're going to see probably more of that today.
Here's Dollinghouse from Nemaha Central. Off to her teammate, Callie Honeyman, working from the right elbow. Gets inside on the block. Nice pass to Schuster, but Honeyman grabbing the rebound. Her second chance up no good, and now a third opportunity here for the gold squad, trying to get on the board here first in this opening minute. Here's Dollinghouse once again from Nemaha Central. Boy, they had a great year once again, but fell short in the sub-state tournament. Trojan and Gracie Grable. Right side pass, Dollinghouse. It goes into the corner. The shot clock expired. And no go there. They're going to let them play through. So both teams over on their opening possession. Here's Dieters, left side of the floor to Hayden Heim, who was monstrous for St. Mary's here in 24-25. Here's Dieters once again, wants a double screen, working around the perimeter. Gets it off to go to work. Central Missouri commit and throws it to Justin on the out-of-bounds line. He is not in uniform, but we'll keep it on this end of the floor with the Navy squad. So we've played over 90 seconds. And still, a little bit sluggish from both teams, but still trying to get our first points of this game.
Yeah, right now you've seen a lot of screens set up in the interior. There they go, inside to Dieters.
Dieters gets a look over a couple of bodies, no good, and the rebound for Callie Honeyman of Nemaha Central. Kind of lost it on the initial pass, which allowed the defense to recover and defend underneath. Here's a drive by Dollinghouse. She missed everything on a floater from the right side. And here is St. Mary's Hayden Heim into the front court. Going to Central Missouri. Here is a deep three from the left wing that is short. Schuster the rebound for Team Gold. Over 2 minutes in, still 0-0, and a turnover. Navy back the other way. A steal by Kenzie Bowerly. Atchison County's all-time leading score. Tigers finished above 500, but they lost one of their best players early in the year in Madison Martin, which really changed some things with their season if she was able to play the whole year. And our first bucket of the game for Team Navy, and it's Allie Franken for Troy.
Have a great assist there on the baseline to throw at Kenzie Bowerly, and she's a great player when it comes to scoring, but also being selfless, being able to get a nice pass off, and that's what we've seen by both these teams, trying to get off the seal from the rim, fight the interior.
How long will these teams go man-to-man? Expect the coaches to kind of change things up. Dollinghouse to the rack, up and in for two. Cammy Dollinghouse ties the game for Team Gold. The Nemaha Central Thunder, 2-2. We have just played north of 3 minutes in this opening quarter. Nice move by Dieters to the rack, and she is fouled. Our first foul of the game. It's 6:53 to go in the quarter. And this one going against Dollinghouse for Team Gold. Here's Owen Dieters getting ready to shoot free throws here. The Centralia Panther. Gold will sub in four as they only have nine on the roster. So it looks like the one that won't go off will be Callie Honeyman. So we see Corey Wagner. We see Tatum Kramer, Athena Broadus, and also Brenna Eady in for Team Gold. First free throw by Dieters is up and good.
Yeah, let's see teammates now. You know, across the court from each other, Dieter shooting free throws, and now for Team Gold, they have Tatum Kramer come out and look in the box down low.
Second free throw good by Dieters. Navy out to a... Looks like we're getting Justin here in just a moment as Gold has the basketball. Here is Broadus, left block touch, kicking out to Honeyman in the corner, and it's going to be out of bounds, and it will be Navy basketball. Let's go down to Justin.
Here with Stacey Jess, and Coach, seems like a little bit of rust. You told them it was an all-star game and it's okay to shoot and score, right?
Right, we did. We actually told them to shoot every time they touch it, but they didn't get the memo, I don't think.
Hey, we'll get going here before too long, but talk about your first year taking over as head coach of the Hiawatha girls and what a great fun season that was for you.
Yeah, it really was. We just had our banquet the other night, and it was good to reminisce and talk about our season. It was a fun. I was eager to take over the program, and we didn't change much. Turns out there was a pretty good coach before me. But we did just kind of take it up a notch, I feel. So it was a really fun season. A couple of seniors that we're going to miss a lot, but already looking forward to next year.
No doubt. Final thoughts on just coaching the All-Star game, your approach, what you told the girls here today.
It was fun. It's an honor to be over here. And man, what a great group of girls in the whole thing. And man, it's just really about having fun today. And it's kind of cool to get, there's probably three or four different leagues here and just playing ball. It's been fun.
Enjoy it. Have fun.
Thank you.
That's Stacy Jasper, head coach on the Golden sideline. Guys, back to you.
I appreciate it very much. So we have heard from both of the head coaches here. And at the free throw line for the Navy squad is the St. Mary's Bear in Hayden Heim. And she buries the first free throw after being fouled underneath by Athena Broadus. So the Navy squad out to an 8-2 lead at 5:53 to go in this first quarter. Heim is committed to Central Missouri. Play basketball. She goes 2 for 2 and is on the board. And a 9-2 start here for the Navy squad. As, again, we're just north of 3 minutes into this first quarter of play. Gold going from right to left here in the opening half. Doing the college-style four quarters here. Right side with the basketball. Rack and got one up and in through contact. So Dollinghouse has all four. Nemaha Central Thunder, 9-4, Team Navy.
And Dollinghouse has already taken a couple drives at the rim. She's been successful the last two times. Probably going to see a little more here.
There's Hayden Heim, a deep three. Just barely grazed the south side of the rim, and it went out of bounds. Looks like Callie Honeyman will be our first player interview. Let's go down to Justin.
Hey, thanks. I got Callie Honeyman. So how's it feel just getting back out there on the basketball court against some other great senior athletes, Callie?
It's good getting to play with everyone and who you played against all season. So, yeah.
Tell me about some of your best memories being a Nemaha Central Thunder. What stands out?
Just like being with the team and all of our road trips, it really makes us like bond together.
You've been a multi-sport star, of course, and I understand you're coming here to Highland to continue your athletic career. Tell me about that and what all went into making that decision.
I wanted to go somewhere close to home and somewhere that like felt like home too. And whenever I came on my visit, it just clicked. I just liked it. Yeah.
You're looking forward to being a Lady Scotty on the volleyball court and feel good here about everything going on with the program?
Yep, I'm so excited for next year.
Awesome. Tell me the thing you're looking forward to most here today.
Just keep grinding on the basketball court and making more memories.
Awesome. Go have fun.
Okay, thank you.
That's Callie Honeyman from Nemaha Central. Guys, back to you.
All right, there's our first player interview, Callie Honeyman of Nemaha Central. We got a timeout on the floor. 4:25 to go first quarter. Navy squad, a 9-4 lead over Team Gold. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, hats, gift items, and much, much more. Do you need custom shirts or jerseys for your youth sports team? Do you want your business to stand out with new shirts, jackets, or hats? Maybe you're hosting a special event and want everyone to remember it with custom t-shirts. Whatever the case may be, let The Shirt Shack help you create exactly what you're looking for with custom screen printing or embroidery. Like and follow The Shirt Shack on Facebook to see all the things they can create. Or stop by and check out everything they currently have available at The Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
39th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games here from Highland Community College. Girls game just getting going here. 4:25 to go first quarter. Navy a 9-4 lead over Team Gold. Brandon Crennan, Justin, and Seth all with you. Thanks again for letting us be a part of your Sunday afternoon. A lot of fun here each and every year. for these games at Highland Community College. Here's Owen Dieters with the basketball. Centralia Panther gets a wild shot up in the paint. No good. Rebound for Athena Broaddus, using some strength to rip it away from Holton's Brooke Wilcott. Here's Gold into the front court. 6 minutes in, four to go in this opening quarter. Again, 9-4 is the Navy lead. Here's a touch by Brenna Eady. Donovan West got to the 2A title game this year, but lost to Moundridge. And there's a whistle and a foul underneath, and free throws coming for Team Gold. And it's going to be, I believe, Elizabeth Schuster, the Holton Wildcat, at the line here. The 6 foot senior is going to Cloud County Community College, continue her career on the volleyball floor.
You know, you're just mentioning Donovan West there and Brenna Eady, a guard who's only 5 foot two, the shortest here today. But let me tell you, she's a spark plug down there on the court. Had a couple times to see Donovan West this year. Of course, Justin covering them through the state tournament. But man, she's just an absolute dominant presence on the court, being able to really outrun most people. Her ability is really unmatched.
Schuster for Holton averaged over 12 points, 8 rebounds a game this season for the Wildcats. She missed the second free throw. So she goes 1 for 2, and now the Gold team showing a little trap at midcourt, but Navy breaks it well. Owen Dieters, the BC Raven, for 3, couldn't get it to go, but chasing it down in the corner, unable to get it. Back in play was Avery Stidham, the Royal Valley Panthers. So Gold squad getting it back. 3.5 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Team Navy out to a 9-5 lead.
And despite missing the three-point shot, Dieter, she taps her chest saying, that's my bad. She took a more proper shot. And really is a great shot look for her, but that's just the kind of responsibility she puts on herself. And that's what is really going to put her to an elite level at the college basketball level.
Justin down there with another player interview. Let's go on down to him, see what he's got.
Thanks, guys. I'm here with Athena Broaddus of Royal Valley for the Gold All-Stars. So, Athena, you've had a chance to be out there for a little bit. What's it like competing in this game so far?
It's like, it's great playing with a whole bunch of good kids from Northeast Kansas. So getting to play around with everybody again, it's always a good feeling.
You played with a lot of great athletes from Royal Valley as well. Just tell me about being a Panther and what that means to you, some of your best memories from Royal Valley.
Some of my best memories from Royal Valley are being with the girls. Like, it's truly, like, Royal Valley is a community, and just being able to play around them, play with this group of girls, and then get this far, which we haven't done since 2019 or a long time ago. It's very, very great.
Here's something I've always wanted to know. Your head coach, David Boucher, when we see him coaching, he, like, has 2,000% energy. Is he like that all the time at practice and stuff, or what?
For sure. Those tough days, his energy is really what gets us through it. So that's always, it's always nice to know that he's going to bring 110%, which makes us want to bring 220. So, yeah.
Awesome. Tell me about your future plans. You're going to go play softball, right?
Yes, I am playing softball at Independence Community College.
And why did you decide that? Are we looking forward to about that trip?
I'm excited. The program is getting better throughout these years, and just being able to go down there and put my impact on that sport down in Independence is always going to be a good thing.
Well, good luck playing softball there, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
That's Athena Broaddus of Royal Valley. Guys, back to you.
All right, appreciate it very much. Athena and Justin down on the sideline. Avery Stidham, it's a free throw for Gold, and right now, Navy's lead 11-6 as we're just at 2.5 minutes to go, and a jump ball here is going to give the ball back to Team Gold. 5 points for Dollinghouse to lead the Gold squad so far. Owen Dieters of Centralia leading the Navy squad with 5 as well.
I actually heard that Broaddus was up here yesterday as it was Independence and Scotties that were taking on each other in softball in a doubleheader. So, you know, just getting a little bit of a fit scheme, kind of seeing what the program is like as she goes there next year.
Here is Schuster, the Holton Wildcat, going into the line. Couldn't get it to go. Honeyman the rebound, and she's fouled. And we heard from her a bit ago. Callie Honeyman, the Nemaha Central Thunder, will go to the line for 2 shots here. We'll look to get in the books in the game for the first time as Gold will make a couple of substitutions. As the foul against the Navy squad, against Brooke Wilcott, that's her second. And team foul number 3. Here's Honeyman at the line. Her first free throw, no good. Callie at 5'11" to play volleyball this year. She goes up front court.
It's another.
Yeah.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect. You can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, or Casey Patterson in Holton today. Then you can rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agriculture Insurance Company, and Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow, plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Livestock markets can be unpredictable. Lock in record high cattle prices today with an LRP policy with Saylor Insurance. Livestock risk protection is subsidized by the USDA. You don't have to be a market expert. Take advantage of this simple and easy to use tool. Rest easy knowing you have a safety net for your livestock prices and that premium payment isn't due until after the policy endorsement ends. For more information and to establish LRP coverage, contact Saylor Insurance and talk to Mindy and Seneca or Brian and Sabessa.
Saylor Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabessa Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabessa Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabessa.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
...13-12. It's Team Navy over Team Gold. It's high school basketball, the Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Apologize for the technical difficulties, but we are back up and running here from Highland Community College. Brandon, Crendon, Seth, and Justin on the floor. Well, we had another interview right before we went off, but again, a couple of buckets to end things out. Cammy Dollinghouse again, 5 points for the Gold squad. Owen Dieters with five. Avery Stidham with four. But it was kind of a slow start for both teams, but again, getting ready for quarter number two. Manigood
first 10 minutes between these two teams.
Yeah, it took a little bit of time for them to, you know, get going. At first, to start off with the interior, then we saw that first three-point shot get made by Dieters, and I feel like that the comfortability kind of set in for both teams. Cammy Dollinghouse, great job getting a couple good takes to the rim. I mean, she's a great overall player from Nemaha Central. Player who is the first team in 2024 in the Big 7, and then the second team in the Big East of 2025, one that expanded the league. So, yeah, she's just an overall great player, and we'll see her probably get a couple more takes here in quarter number two.
All right, here we go. Quarter number two, Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Navy with the basketball, 13-12 their lead. Here's a drive, here's a shot, here's a foul. It's going to put Kinsey Bowerly from ACCHS at the free throw line to shoot a pair.
Both teams actually shot 4 of 13 in the first quarter.
All right. Just 11 seconds into this second quarter. The first free throw, no good by Atchison County's all-time leading scorer, Kinsey Bowerly. First team all-league each of the last 2 years. Third team all-state this year as well. Her second free throw is good. And it gives the Navy a two-point lead at 14-12. As Gold works it back into the front court, both teams have gone man-to-man defense the entire way to this point. Cammy Dollinghouse for Nemaha Central, right now on the rock with it up top. Hands to the right elbow, shovels it back up top here to Grable for Troy. Into the corner it goes. Here's a good look from three, a little bit strong, fighting for the rebound. It was missed by Edie, and Navy trying to get it up the floor quickly. Here is Heim, Central Missouri commit, diving in from the left wing to the rack, lays it in. Aiden Heim, nicely done.
A good finish by Heim, turned her backside there against the defender down low, being able to secure a shot upright with the right-hand layup.
So a four-point lead, and here's a deep three that's an air ball from the left wing, and a rebound here for Owen Dieters of Centralia. Here's Navy pushing the tempo. They have a four-point lead early second period. Has it on the left wing, the BC Raven. Now they dump it inside to the Central Missouri commit, and Heim going to work, but she missed the shot. Second chance opportunity in there. Heim again on a third try, puts it up and in. All 6-3, Hayden Heim. She scored 49 points in a game against Rossville this year. Broke the Bears' school record for points in a season. She had a fantastic career and senior campaign as well, giving the Navy squad a six-point lead. Here's another dive and shot up and good by Corey Wagner, Bowerly's teammate from Atchison County. 18-14 Navy. A little better start here to the second quarter than the first period as Owen Dieters misfired on a three and chasing it down in the corner. Navy able to keep it alive. Here's a drive from the left corner, a shot up no good, but a foul. And two free throws again coming for Kinsey Bowerly.
We've now seen both Dieters and Bowerly do such great jobs attacking the rim here for Navy, trying to get those shots from the charity stripe.
Bowerly back to the line, one of two trip earlier in the game, and first free throw here, no good. Kinsey averaged 24 points, 8 rebounds, and nearly 3 steals a game for the ACCHS Tigers this season. Her next free throw, no good. Offensive rebound up and no good, but a foul. Going inside was Allie Franken. She has been known to gobble up the glass, and that'll earn a trip to the free throw line.
Hey, I gotta stay aggressive underneath the basket, and that's what a lot of these girls, they've been taught all year this season from their coaches, and you know that's why they're here, their ability to rebound and get a ball back and try to go for the hoop.
Allie Franken. Back into the game for the Navy squad, and the first free throw up and good by Franken. That was a miscommunication by me. Her second is up and good. 4 points for the Trojan and Allie Franken, and a six-point lead here for Navy. It is 20-14. Standing by Justin on the Navy sideline with our next player interview.
Hey, thanks. I'm here with Brooke Wilcott of Holton. And Brooke, what does it mean to be selected to be in the All-Star basketball game here today?
I think it means that they bring in good overall athletes. And I've met a lot of good ones here.
I'm sure. Tell me about being a Holton Wildcat. What's your best memory in athletics at Holton?
I wouldn't say one memory. I think the whole season, all 4 years, has been a great memory overall. I think everyone I've met has made an impact in my life.
big, every single one of them. And I think coaches, players, families, everyone included, managers, overall made so many memories. I can't even say it.
If you could go back and tell the freshman Brooke Wilcott something, what would you tell the freshman Brooke Wilcott?
Freshman year gets better. you make so many memories. It's so worth it. You don't even build as a basketball player. You build as a person, as a leader, as a coach. Every one of them, just keep playing. Even if you think that it's not worth it at the moment, it's going to be worth it in 5 years, 10 years, your whole life down the line.
Final question. You're going to Washburn to play soccer next year. I find it just cool because, you know, you don't even have high school soccer, but you've obviously done it in club, and now you're going to go play college soccer. Just tell me about that process and what you're looking forward to at Washburn.
I started playing soccer really young when I was a little preschooler, and I grew up playing rec ball at our Fulton rec team, which I think it's really good to, like, start out there. And then I really started loving the sport in, like, fourth and sixth grade. I kept doing that. Then somebody mentioned, I think it was Mike Reachley mentioned, to go bigger, go more competitive. And I think I really wanted to do that, and I'm so glad my parents put me in that position in my life. And I just kept playing. I went on a really young, really not very good club team my first year, and I kept going after that from growing. Then we got internationally playing soccer, and that was really, really fun. And then now from my coaches, Pave and Brian, they're really helping me a lot in the situation. They got me out there. They gave me so many practices, games, so many memories in that too. And now I've loved the sport my entire life. I really wish that we had a soccer team, but, I mean, more struggles. Everyone's going to have struggles in life. And I think that, honestly, without having a soccer team, it really helped me, like, build myself from, like, playing. Like, I don't have as much time as everybody else, and I've had to learn to overcome the obstacles, and I think that really helped me going from club to nationally to college. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, if soccer doesn't work out in college, you could probably be a broadcaster because you got the gift of gab. That works well. So good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Brooke Wilcott, guys. Back to you.
I appreciate it, Brooke Wilcott, the Holton Wildcat. There was a deep three by Cammy Dollinghouse, and the Navy lead is cut to one at 20-19. And Gold with the basketball back, trying to get a lead here about the halfway point of quarter number two. Dollinghouse, 8 points here in this first half, and there's a 10 count. Good defense by Team Navy. Owen Dieters defending Dollinghouse there into the front court, but couldn't get it across that midcourt stripe. So Navy gets it back with a 1 point lead at 5:26 to go in this second quarter.
And Dollinghouse being the one to defend here for Team Gold, she has been the shine from the thunder on this court so far.
There is Dieters, the future Benedictine Raven, bouncing it in to Wilcott, who we just heard from a little bit ago. Now a touch up top, Isabella Major, the Pleasant Ridge Ram, a little up and under, and it rolls off. Not enough English on it. Rebound for Nebraska Central's Callie Honeyman. Here's Dollinghouse into the front court. Here's Gracie Grable. Now a post touch here for Honeyman underneath the basket. Reverse layup, good. Nicely done for Callie Honeyman, the future Scotty volleyball player. And Gold have their first lead at 21-20.
In both 3A, level basketball players, Callie Honeyman and Cammy Dollinghouse, really taking things over here for Team Gold.
Nice dump down pass and a block shot by Honeyman, but a foul called. Honeyman did not agree. Good pass by Dieter, setting up Avery Stidham now at the free throw line to shoot two. Stidham's got a couple of buckets and 4 points. Future K-State Wildcats. Now we get a timeout on the floor. 4:40 to go, first half. Good one here. It's 21-20, Team Gold. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Coverage continues here from Highland Community College, Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Team Gold jumping out to their first lead at 21-20. Good stuff here in the first half. Tammy Dollinghouse with six. Centralia's Tatum Kramer with five. Callie Honeyman with four. Elizabeth Schuster also in there with 3 points as well. Right now out of the timeout. Free throws here for Team Navy. And the first free throw up and good by Avery Stidham of Royal Valley. Ties the game at 21 apiece. Get this next free throw. Is good by Stidham. She's got six. Justin's got another interview. Let's go ahead to Justin.
Hey, I'm here with Kinsey Bowerly of ACCHS, the all-time scoring leader, over 1,000 points with the Lady Tigers. And Kinsey, tell me about this experience today. What's it been like playing with all these other girls out there?
It's really been an honor. It's really fun playing with a group of girls. It's just as competitive. And it's been super fun so far.
Tell me about your mentality, just your confidence, especially on the offensive end as a basketball player, and what's helped lead to your success.
A lot of my confidence has come from my past teams I played with my freshman and sophomore year. We had a really great class, senior and junior class, and they really helped me. They pushed me to be a better player, and when they graduated, I had to step up big, and it took a lot of confidence for that.
If you could go back and have one game that you got a chance to play again or enjoy again, whether it was a great one or not, what game would that be maybe and why?
Sophomore year, our second round of sub-state, we lost a tough game to Riley County with that awesome group of girls, and our shots just weren't falling that night, and we just kind of fell short. If we could go back and go to state.
What does it mean to you to be the all-time scoring leader in ACCHS girls basketball history?
It's awesome. It was super exciting. Addison Fletchbaum held it before me, and she was an amazing player, and she helped me become the player I am today. So it was really an honor taking over that.
And tell us your future plans.
I'm still deciding if I want to continue playing ball. Got a couple visits and offers, so we'll see.
The best of luck and enjoy the rest of today.
Thank you.
That's Kinsey Bowerly, guys, on the Navy All-Star sideline here from ACCHS.
I appreciate it very much. We're still in a good ball game right now, 24-24 tie. We saw a three-point basket by St. Mary's Isabella Hurla. Right now, Gold with the basketball, trying to break this 24-all tie. Well, Bowerly mentioned undecided, maybe on her future plans. And guarantee she is more than certainly capable of playing collegiate basketball, no doubt about it, all-time leading scorer. Here's Navy after a turnover and a drive and a scoop shot up and good by Brooke Wilcott. Everybody getting into the books here for Team Navy, and they take the lead back at 26-24. Got 3 minutes to go in this first half. Here's Honeyman of Nemaha Central on a drive. Her pass out of top to Hurla. Two St. Mary's Bears playing in this game here today. Here is Brenna Eady. Now Honeyman, short corner jump shot, a little bit short. Rebound for Hayden Heim of St. Mary's. Up to Dieters. Couple of collegiate basketball players, a little 1-2 game. Dieters all the way to the rack. Too easy for two. 1-8-D1 player of the year in Owen Dieters, who's now got seven. 28-24 Navy, 2.5 minutes to go, first half. Here is a deep Gold three. It's going to be an air ball by Hurla. Definite heat check there. Both teams will bring on subs. Allie Franken back into the game for Team Navy. Navy gets it back again, a four-point lead. And also back into the game as well. 14 Gold, Corey Wagner of ACCHS. Here's Heim at the top of the circle, guarded by Honeyman. Those two had some big-time battles this season, and Heim got the better of it there, as she now has eight here in the first half, and Navy on a 6-0 run.
Another great left-hand drive there by on left side lane.
Here's Broadus turning, fading, and unable to hit a shot over Heim, and a rebound to Leah Contreras here for Team Navy. Here is Contreras, Heim, right wing three, book it. Hayden Heim, our first player in double figures. She's got 11, and it's 32-24. Now an 8-0 run here by Team Navy. Here is Corey Wagner with the basketball for Team Gold. Gets it off to Isabella Hurla, who drives, and her shot no good, but she is fouled. And two free throws coming up here for Navy squad. And again, free throws coming up here for Isabella Hurla, the St. Mary's Bear. And as she's shooting these free throws, we'll get it to Justin here after this first attempt. First one up and no good. 1-8-D1 player of the year, Owen Dieters, standing by.
Yeah, here she is, to Centralia's Owen Dieters. What a phenomenal, phenomenal career. And first, let's talk about today. How's this been, competing against some girls that you know and playing against a bunch of all-stars?
It's super fun. You know, you play against these girls your whole life, and then you get to play with them, and it's just a great basketball game.
Such a prolific basketball player, such a phenomenal scorer. You know, at what point in age in your life or what kind of influence kind of helped you in this direction to get you to where you are today?
You know, my dad really pushed me to become a basketball player. He had some good, mental IQ with basketball when I was young, so he pushed me. And ever since then, every coach I've had, they've been great to help me become the player I am, and I just love the sport, so.
The history of Centralia is amazing in a lot of different sports, but what's it been a part of, what's it been like being a Panther at Centralia and some of your best memories there?
Yeah, it's awesome. You grow up there wanting to be a high schooler, play the sport that all the high schoolers are playing when you're in elementary school, and then you finally get to be the person the little kids look up to, and it's just awesome. And the community at Centralia is awesome as well. They always show up, whether it's a big game or not, so it's awesome.
You're going to continue your basketball career at the collegiate level. Tell me about what all went into that decision and what you're looking forward to in Atchison.
Yeah, Coach Folsom was one of the first coaches to ever reach out. And ever since then, Benedictine's a pretty college, and their basketball is pretty successful over there, and it's close to home, so I had to go.
There's a lot of other girls, I feel like, in Northeast Kansas that have gone there and done really well. Obviously, they had a great run this year, so I'm assuming those are all contributing factors as well to your choice to go to Benedictine.
Yeah, absolutely. I've definitely talked to some former Benedictine girls and seen how it was there, and they loved it, so.
Last question for you. What did it mean to go out on top? Tell me about the state championship season and finishing with the first place that stayed in Dodge.
It's awesome. You work all year, all 4 years, actually, to get that and get to where I got this year. And, you know, every single girl wanted it just as much as I did this year. And we worked our butts off and finally got what we wanted. And it's all we could ever ask for. So,
congratulations, Owen, and good luck at Benedictine. Owen Dieters of Centralia, guys, back up to you.
All right, that takes us to halftime, and a nice run to end this first half of play by the Navy squad, and they lead team goal 32-25. We'll have maybe some more interviews here at the half. We'll go through some of the first half numbers, but we're halfway through game number one. Again, our girls score. It's Team Navy 32 and Team Gold 25. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For more than 40 years, Taylor Seed Farms has been driving success for farmers with big-time results and small-town values. At Taylor, we back our words with action and excellence. Our corn and soybeans undergo thorough testing in your local environments for years before hitting the market, ensuring our research is serving you best. And we're proudly American-owned and family-run. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com/radio and explore hybrids and varieties tailored to your farm's needs.
Attention Sepetha residents. Rainbow Communications is expanding its fiber broadband network to your community. Construction is officially set to begin in 2026 on a $4.5 million project that will install nearly 63 miles of state-of-the-art fiber optic cabling. This expansion will bring extremely fast internet speeds up to 2 gigabits per second to over 2,300 homes. This project is part of Rainbow Communications' commitment to fostering economic growth and innovation in Sabetha. Learn more by contacting Rainbow Communications or visit fiber.rainbowtel.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Yeah, I mean,
all right, continuing on here, Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, Justin Fluke, Brandon Tam, and Crendon Prophet, Seth Tollefson, all with you Nice run to end the half on the girls' side for Team Navy, 32-25, their halftime lead. Again, we heard from the coaches, we heard from quite a few players, but getting the experience and just what we saw ultimately in the first half of play.
Well, we saw a lot of domination, especially from the Nemaha Central girls, the Cammy Dollinghouse and Callie Honeyman. Man, they take over the court for Team Gold. Cammy Dollinghouse really got on early, being able to attack, dribble, drive inside the rim in the basket. Callie Honeyman, we know that she's going to come here to Highland to play volleyball, but she was incredible through her basketball season, finishing a first-team Big East player in 2025. She's going to contribute here to Highland, but here just today for Team Gold, she's done a lot of great work. But you take a look here at the Navy squad and what they've been able to do. I mean, they got two of the top scorers in their respective classifications, with Owen Dieters from Centralia in Class 1 Division 1, and then Kinsey Barley, who comes from the Class of 2A with ACCHS, and Bowerly, excuse me, from Navy. She's also done a great job here working up inside, and Dieters, her ability to really expand amongst the perimeter is something not to be looked over. She does a great job being able to hustle for rebounds inside, take the ball out, kick it, and then get a shot back up.
Well, we got some first half numbers here. Everything looks good here now, Crendon. So let's go through these first half numbers. Again, 32-25 at Team Navy out in front. Hayden Hine, 10 points to lead the way. The St. Mary's Bear played in all but just a minute and 7 seconds. Owen Dieters played all 20 minutes of that first half. The Centralia Panther, second in scoring with 7. She also had 7 rebounds in that first half as well. Bree Stidham, the Royal Valley Panther, 6 points in 6 minutes. Also 2 points apiece from Brooke Wilcott, Isabella Major, and then Kinsey Bowerly with 1 point as well. The Gold All-Stars led by, as you mentioned, a couple of Nemaha Central Thunder. Cammy Dollinghouse with 8. She hit a 3 and was 3 for 5 shooting, and 6 points as well from her teammate and Callie Honeyman. 4 points apiece from Isabella Hurla, the St. Mary's Bear, and Corey Wagner of Atchison County, and then 3 points as well from Elizabeth Schuster. So, again, pretty balanced. Everybody getting a little bit into the books and a little bit of the action here in the first half. Shooting numbers not great, but kind of what you expected. It was a kind of a slow start offensively for both teams, but certainly much better for both in quarter number 2.
Like you said, yeah, you kind of just have to rip the seal off the rim. Dieters did it with a 3-point shot, and you mentioned the 7 rebounds there for her. If I remember right, in her first round of state tournament game, and she nearly almost had a quadruple-double with her stat line. I know she had 10 points, close to 10 rebounds, almost 10 steals, almost 10 assists. Her ability really just to work around the court and without just being a scoring presence, but also being a defensive presence as well, being able to get the ball back for her teammates. She does it really well, but of course, we've seen a lot of great play here. Contributions, you mentioned Brooke Wilcott and Isabella Major, both with 2 points there for the team, for Navy team, as well as Franken also. Franken with 4 points as well. Her ability to also have 2 rebounds. I mean, really, rebounding's already been a key here. A lot of tall athletes, guards, and forwards. And we're going to see that continue here in the second half, and I think there's going to be a little more comfortability. I mean, you talk about it. I mean, these girls, I mean, they play against each other, but they haven't been on the same team. So you're trying to get a feel of, you know, how someone wants to get screened, how someone's going to work off of you. I've seen a couple open looks down low, but, you know, someone would rather just take it than pass it off. I think we're going to see some things kind of get opened up here in the second half for a lot of these girls.
Again, the girls' halftime score, it's Team Navy 32 and Team Gold 25. We'll take another timeout. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right in your own backyard. Academic, athletic, career, and life success awaits you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between 2 televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Continue here from Highland Community College. Brandon and Crendon up top. We got Justin on the floor. Seth Tollefson back in studio and trying to get Justin maybe to garner a quick interview here before we take a break before the end of the halftime break. And it looks like he's got the leading scorer for the Gold Squad, Cammy Dollinghouse. 8 first half points. Let's go back to Justin.
Yeah, we started talking to Cammy in the first half, and then we had a little malfunction, so we'll pick it up now. But, Cammy, I think I asked you starting that last interview, you were off to such a great start and what was going right, and you had a great first half. So just tell me about the experience, and you felt pretty comfortable out there, huh?
Yeah, I'm playing with a lot of really good girls. I played with them for the last, like, 4 years, so I know them all pretty well. And I think we're all just here to have fun, and it's really showing.
Tell me about being a part of the Nemaw Central Thunder. Maybe a couple of your favorite memories. I know you're a multi-sport star, but is it a favorite game that stands out to you?
No, we have a lot of fun on our team. Any team that we're on at NC, we like to work hard and we like to have a lot of fun. And definitely our singing skills in the locker room are one of a kind.
If you could go back and tell the freshman Cammy Dollinghouse something, what would you say to your freshman self if you could rewind for you?
Oh, wow. I definitely say, don't put a lid on yourself. Don't tell yourself you can't do anything, because anything is possible.
And tell us about your future, Cammy. What's next?
My next step, I'm going to be playing volleyball here at Highland.
Awesome. You looking forward to that? What drew you to Highland and wanted to be a Scotty and play it?
Their coach contacted me. I really connected with her, and I think it's a really good environment over here at Highland with their volleyball program, and I'm looking forward to it.
You got any good stories about Jessica Cook or Haddon Hilton or anything you can share with us?
Oh, man. My coaches, all of them, are the best. They just can't say enough good things about them.
Awesome. Well, good luck in your next chapter and enjoy the rest of the day.
All right. Thanks so much.
That's Cammy Dollinghouse of Nemaha Central, guys. Back to you.
All right, the leading scorer for the Gold Squad with 8 first half points, but Gold trailing Team Navy 32-25. Appreciate the kind words there from Nemaha Central's Cammy Dollinghouse. Take a final timeout, get you set for the start of the second half right after this. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games.
Founded in 1985, Extrutech of Sabetha has installed numerous extrusion systems worldwide to exceed clients' expectations. Today, Extrutech continues successful growth through a capabilities-driven approach and valued staff. Extrutech is grateful to be a part of this strong community, and in return is proud to sponsor this local broadcast. You can trust that Extrutech Incorporated will continue to provide extrusion solutions based on a reliable foundation. Extrutech of Sabetha.
Hi, this is Paul Cade of KSI, a global ag equipment manufacturer with Midwest values in Sabetha, Kansas. We are a family-owned company that invests in our community and our employees. KSI is always looking for local, dedicated employees who would like to provide for their families and grow their career by offering full benefits, health insurance, vision, dental, 401k match, and even paid time off for charitable volunteer work. Call 785-284-0600 or visit ksiedge.com to join our team.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Serving the area since 1987, L&L Automotive in St. Mary's is ready to help you.
you with your car restoration. Need a classic car upgrade? L&L Automotive in St. Mary's can restore your car to your wants and needs. For more information, call 785-437-3724.
KMTS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KMTS offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KMTS.com to learn more. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And just getting ready to start the second half here momentarily. Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's Team Navy 32, Team Gold 25. We got another interview down before the start of the second half. Let's go to Justin.
Thanks, guys. I'm here with Brenna Eady of Donovan West. Second place finish at the 2A state tournament this year. We'll talk about that in a minute. But tell me about this All-Star game. Has to be kind of cool. You're in your, you know, high school's hometown getting to play in the All-Star game today.
Yes, it's pretty fun. I like playing with all these girls. We're all doing good job, and exciting to be here.
Great senior season for you, and what a run the D-West girls had. I was privileged to get to enjoy it with you, but I want to ask you about that double overtime win. That had to be one of the coolest memories of your high school athletic career in that state semifinal game.
Oh, yes. I was a little nervous, but I knew we had it in the bag. We were working it out. Katie Johnson, our big post, she got her free throws down, and it was a really exciting game.
Incredible double overtime win. Do you have another game or two in any sport at D-West that you would love to just go back and get to live in that moment again?
That game was pretty awesome. I'd want to play Troy again, our rival, because they caught us early in the season. But, yeah, I'd like to play Troy again.
So you're going to play college softball, right? Tell me about your future.
Yes, I'm going to go to North Central Missouri College. It's a JUCO, like community college, and I'm going to play softball there for a couple of years, just work on my associate's degree, and then transfer to a four-year, maybe play softball or maybe not.
So I'm sure you're looking forward to that, but you also have to be kind of excited about your final year of softball now at D-West.
Yes, it's obviously my favorite sport, and I love playing. My aunt is my coach, so that's pretty awesome. Our team's doing pretty well this year.
Well, you're a great leader and a great talented athlete in many sports, so enjoy the basketball today and good luck to your softball future.
Yes, thank you so much.
Brenna Eady of D-West. Guys, back to you.
All right, leading us right into the start of the second half. Again, appreciate Justin on the sideline here. 32-25, Team Navy, Crendon. What are we expecting in half number two?
Well, for them, it's to continue their dominance that they have inserted. Kenzie Bowerly and her ability to drive inside and get those inside shots, throwing Dieters, her ability to get rebounds, but just not only get rebounds, but quickly transition herself outside the perimeter, put shots back up, and quickly box out another player. I mean, that's the kind of girl she is. She's just all about tough physical play, and she goes absolutely to the wall.
All right, here we go. Start of the second half. Girls All-Star game here from Highland Community College. Gold now going from left to right with the ball. Leading scorer, Dollinghouse, fires away a three. It's short, rebound, and numbers for Team Navy with Owen Dieters. Nice bounce pass to the left side. Two-on-one break, but Contreras couldn't quite put a handle on it. So a turnover by Team Navy. There weren't a ton of turnovers in that first half. Navy had three in the first half, five for the Gold squad. The both teams going 0-for here, just like they started the game. Coming up empty in there. First possessions here of quarter number three. Here is a long two straight away that's misfired by Schuster, but a second chance. And Gracie Grable from way downtown. That one's no good, but an offensive rebound and a foul. Might as well have been a pass to Isabella Hurla. And the St. Mary's Bear are going to shoot free throws here to start the third quarter.
You got to love the smile by Grable. I mean, that one looked like a rainbow in the pot of gold. Well, it landed right there in the arms down low underneath the basket. Man, she had a big grin on her face after taking that shot.
What a 1-2 punch it was. Isabella Hurla and her teammate Hayden Heim, who's playing on the Navy side, as Hurla knocks in the first free throw. She's got five in today's game. She had a career-high 31 points in a win against Hiawatha this year. And she goes 2-for-2. She's 3-for-4 at the line in the game and has 6 points. Gets her squad within five. 32-27 at Team Navy. Round a screen. Here is Bowerly going to the rack, putting one up and in through contact. Kenzie Bowerly, her first field goal. She's got three, and it's 34-27, Team Navy. Man-to-man defense the entire way for both teams. Here is Dollinghouse. Had it knocked away and forcing a turnover is Owen Dieters. Nicely done with the hands.
And that was one of Dieter's strong suits throughout the season, is her ability to force turnovers, whether it be by steals or just that last bit of contact by the defender. She's just a really great physical on-ball defender.
Yeah, she averaged nearly 5 steals a game, and now she fires a 3 and drills a 3. The future Benedictine Raven with 10, and it's 30. Have they put it up yet? 34-27 on the scoreboard. So 2 and double figures here for Navy. Gold has the basketball. Here's Heim defending Honeyman, 2 of the best bigs in the Big East. Now Schuster a touch, one of the leading rebounders in the conference as well. Here's Dollinghouse around a screen, dumps it to Honeyman, left corner. A long 3, hits the heel, hits the rim another time, but falls off into the hands of Heim. Now Navy wanting to push, leading 36-27. That was a 2 by Dieters, by the way. Not a 3 on that last bucket. Now Navy turns it over. So we played 2 minutes here of this third quarter. Of course, the boys' all-star game will follow around 3 o'clock.
Already here we're seeing a different start than that first half. Now both teams, girls on the court, kind of more comfortable taking more dribbles and drives down low and fighting that interior and more comfortable just taking shots. We've seen just a lot of kind of just throw-ups, and that's what you want to go do. The coaches said at the very beginning, just shoot the ball.
Here's Edie with the basketball, hands it off to Honeyman. Honeyman working back to the right wing and gets it back to Hurla right there. Now Schuster, a post-touch. Good left side kick. Here's a deep left wing 3. That is good for the Gold Squad. That's Brayley Grable. The Troy Trojan finished third place at the state tournament this year. Now here's a drive shot by Dieters. No good. Here's Schuster now pushing for team gold. The Holton Wildcat had it knocked away in a steal. Contreras up the floor. Here's Owen Dieters all the way. Edie defending and didn't defend too well. There's a foul and 1 for Owen Dieters.
Yeah, great job in recognition there by Contreras, keeping her head up down the court, being able to pass the ball down the court to Dieters, and Dieters doing a great job of just being able to get the finish.
It's the second foul on Brenna Edie, and Dieters with 11 points here in this ball game. Couple of subs on both sides, 38-30, the Navy lead at 7:12 to go in the third quarter. Watch Owen put this free throw up and down. She's got 12. And we got another gold player interview. Let's go down to Justin.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys. I'm here on the Gold All-Star sideline with Gracie Grable, who just hit a big three-pointer. But what was impressive is that you missed the one before that, and you're having a good chuckle with your teammate. So at the end, had an even bigger laugh when he came back down the next time and hit it.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I mean, you got to talk, you know? I mean.
You were talking to a former teammate, and it's, like, weird because you're opponents today. That's a little bit weird, right?
Yeah, I think it's fun. We just keep talking on the court, getting to each other.
Having a great time. What's it mean to be able to be in your home county here and be selected to play in this All-Star game?
It's great. I mean, it's an amazing opportunity that not many people get. So, I mean, might as well have fun if you're selected.
What an awesome season you had with the Troy girls. Obviously finished third at the state tournament. You won the Northeast Kansas League. Tell me about the transition and just facing a lot of different girls this year with a different league and stuff and how that went.
Yeah, I mean, the TBL was a very hard league, and, I mean, we knew what competition was, faced being in the TBL, so coming to the NEK, we knew we could just run through everyone, and we kind of showed that this season.
And a favorite moment besides winning third place to end your season with a win at Dodge City, is that the best moment you have athletically at Troy?
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. Tell us about your future plans, Gracie.
I'm going to K-State, but I'm not sure what I'm majoring in yet.
You got plenty of time to figure it out, trust me. I hope you get the last laugh with your teammate today. Have fun.
Thank you.
Gracie Grable of Troy on the Gold All-Stars, been going head-to-head with her Trojan teammate here in the All-Star game today.
A lot of fun going to Kansas State University. Gracie Grable of Troy, 42-30 right now is the Navy lead. We just saw a three-point shot in by Kenzie Bowerly during that interview, and now more free throws for the Atchison County Tiger in Bowerly. As Broad has picked up the foul. Bowerly's first free throw, missing off the left side of the rim, no good. Now 4 minutes into this third quarter. Appreciate everyone hanging with us. Great crowd on hand here. And the second free throw, high off the heel, and Schuster a rebound. The Holton Wildcat for the Gold Squad. Here's Dollinghouse into the front court. Nemaha Central Thunder backing it out. Nice little hesitation move to get in the rack, and now she put up a shot. Might have been partially blocked, and now Schuster grabbing the miss. Here's Edie, a left wing 3, and she knocks it down. the Donovan West Mustang, Brenna Eady, 42, or I think it's going to be a 2 actually, 42-32, deep from the left wing. There's a air ball 3 from the right side, so I think they're playing the college 3-point line. That's what it's been getting me here in this first half. That's a big difference on that line.
Yeah, it's a really huge difference, and I think that's just what I was about to bring up and mention. And I think a couple of players have recognized that. A couple are pretty comfortable to shoot that. Owen Dieter's kind of being one of them. I'm pretty sure she's used to shooting that distance anyway sometimes with on-ball defenders or guarders throughout the season. But, yeah, we've seen a couple of those shots today.
We'll get it down to Justin with another interview here after this possession. Here is another 83, or at least a long 2. That one no good. Rebound for Team Navy. Taylor Bosley of Jackson Heights. Let's get down to Justin.
Isabella Hurla of St. Mary's is with me right now. And, Isabella, just tell me about competing in this game today. What's it been like being out there with a bunch of great seniors?
It's been pretty cool getting some of the best players together just to play against each other. And it's been fun competition. We all get along great, so it's been really fun.
Speaking of best players, I know you're not, like, matched up defending each other, but I'm sure you'd rather have Hayden Heim on your team instead of playing against you like you are today.
Yeah, definitely.
When I see the name Hurla, I think of, like, hoops, because I've seen so many Hurlas through the years that are so, so good at basketball, making shots and threes from anywhere on the court. Is that just something that's expected with that last name around St. Mary's, that you can shoot the ball because you're really great at it too?
Yeah, I get compared to my brother a lot, but comes from a lot of hard work and stuff, so, yeah.
From St. Mary's perspective, of course, going from the Mideast to the Big East this year, tell me about that transition and just seeing some different, you know, teams in competition this year and how that went.
It's been really different because we have a much bigger league, and it's just a lot of new competition, but it's been really good for us that we've built off of it and gotten a lot better. So it's really helped me as a player, too.
Awesome. Tell me about your future plans.
I'm planning on going to K-State, majoring in psychology, not playing any sports or anything. So it's just been a lot of fun coming out here to play for one last time.
Well, best of luck to you, and it looks like your team's going to need you to hit a couple threes here in this second half, so go do it, all right?
We'll see. Thank you.
That's Isabella Hurla of St. Mary's, definitely capable of knocking down the triple as we got a timeout here, guys, with 4:51 to go at third quarter.
And a 10-point Navy lead at 42-32, sticking with Hurla for a minute, who we just heard from. Again, I mentioned earlier, she had a career-high 31 points in a win against Hiawatha, and she broke the school record for 7 threes made in that game. And she had a heck of a season, averaging nearly 14 points. Her teammate Hayden Heim, who was one of the best in the state at nearly 25 points a game. The Bears certainly a good addition to what is now the Big East League here in Northeast Kansas. Out of that timeout, as Justin mentioned, we're back to it, just south of 5 minutes to go in this third period. Right now, Gold with the basketball, trailing Team Navy by 10. Left side of the floor, we got another interview coming up. Here's a shot up and good by Callie Honeyman. Good transition there. Let's send it back to Justin.
Thanks, guys. Here with Elizabeth Schuster of Holton. And this has been a physical game. It's been a fun game. Just tell me about battling out there today. What's it been like for you?
It's been really fun to play against different people in the league. And it's just everyone's trying their hardest out there. And we're just there to have fun and try our hardest.
As a Holton Wildcat, what's any sport, maybe one or two of your best memories?
My best memory in volleyball was junior year playing at Substate against Rock Creek because we were the underdog and we ended up beating them in 2 sets. And then my favorite basketball memory, I have to say, is playing Nemaha Central my senior year at home.
Awesome. That was an overtime win, right?
It was a good game.
Okay, so I know you're also having some options, but you're going to go play college volleyball next year. I know basketball, volleyball. How did you decide what you wanted to do in the future?
I really just had to, like, sit down and, like, talk, like, find myself and, like, say, which one do I really like more?
So what attracted you to Cloud County?
The coach really did it for me, and I think the people there are just great, and they were really welcoming to me when I first went there, so that just did it for me.
If you could go back and tell the freshman Liz Schuster something, what would you tell her?
I'd say trust the process. There's going to be ups and downs, but you just got to stick with it.
Well, you've had a lot more ups and downs, an incredible career. Best of luck at Cloud, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
That's Elizabeth Schuster from Holton, guys, on the Gold All-Star sideline.
I appreciate it very much. Good stuff, Elizabeth Schuster, the Holton Wildcat. We've seen another 3 buried by Kenzie Bowerly, Cammie Dollinghouse, a bucket as well in that interview. And right now it's a 9-point Navy lead, trying to add to it. There's a missed shot. Honeyman clearing it away. Nemaha Central Thunder for Team Gold, trying to push it herself coast to coast. She will take it coast to coast and lay it in, plus the foul. Nicely done by Callie Honeyman, who's starting to heat up with 10.
Yeah, great hustle down the court. It's like a track race.
here's the track season just around the corner. But here, Honeyman, man, great take down the court and terrific finish. Also, I do want to give a shout out there to Bowerly. Her 3-point shot, she landed backwards from the right wing. It could have been a 4-point play there, but you still like to see it. I mean, kind of just going through a little bit of that physical pressure there at the top and being able to get that finish and taking it down with some style.
Honeyman at the line, first-team All-League selection this year and also last year in the Big 7, and she knocks in the free throw to capitalize the 3-point play, and she's got 11. It is a 45-39 6-point Navy lead as Dieters backing out on the right wing, trying to find Heim over the top, and it's picked off by Dollinghouse. Good defense. Near sideline, here's Dollinghouse. Pass inside to her teammate Honeyman, deflected into the hands of Brenna Eady. Now it's kicked back out left side. Here's Herla on a drive, kicks it back out to Eady. Little crossover to the rack. Shot good and the foul. Here comes Team Gold. Eady now with four and a chance for one more, and it is a 4-point game. 2:35 to go here in the third.
Yeah, what a terrific jump there by Eady. She was going one-on-one on the baseline against Contreras, and she kind of put her back to her and allowed herself to use her right arm to go in there and get the finish and drawing that foul with that arm, too.
We've had a game of runs here in this third quarter. Built it up to a double-digit lead, did Navy, but right now it's a 3-point game as Eady knocks in the free throw. She's got 5. 45-42. This was a 1-point Navy win a year ago in this game. Right now looking to be about the same. Here's a deep three, Aaliyah Contreras. That one off the right rim. Another Callie Honeyman rebound. A three would tie the game. 45-42 our score. Here's Eady with it, guarded by Dieters. Now Schuster in the paint. Good kick out here to Gracie Grable for three. Left it short. Heim the rebound. So 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. It's a 45-42 Navy lead. Contreras thought about stepping into a three. Nice curl in the paint. Good pass. Extra into the corner for Heim, and she rattles in a long two. Aiden Heim getting it done there. She's got 12. 49 points in a game this year. And was an all-state selection across the board. Going to Central Missouri, joining former Riverside Cyclone and Taylor Weiser. Had a good freshman year. There's a steal by Team Navy and Dieters, but she stepped on the baseline. It goes out of bounds as Athena Broaddus will check back in here, the Royal Valley Panther, replacing Nemaha Central's Callie Honeyman.
I don't think you can expect nothing less than this game to really come down to the wire, just kind of like the year before. I mean, yeah, you kind of look at it, the talent on both sides, but I feel like at the end of the day, you still got some of the best players here in Northeast Kansas, and this one will kind of shape up as it comes down to an end. We got 126 left to go in the third.
You know, it's going to tighten up. It's kind of loose, and everybody kind of just having fun, but once it gets tight late and the game is expected to stay close, you expect these teams kind of pick up the pace and really kind of lock things down the deeper we go. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside as well. 1:26 to go. Quarter number three. Navy 47, Team Gold 42. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Maybe instead of spring cleaning, you need some spring painting. It's amazing how new and exciting a paint job can make you feel. Painting projects start at Edelman's in Sabetha. They carry PPG, including interior and exterior primers, and a variety of interior and exterior paints, plus all the supplies and tools you need. Edelman's also has a variety of Pinofin stain products to protect and bring a vibrant appeal to your deck. Think of how much better you'll feel sitting on that deck this summer. Edelman's Lumber, your full-service home center for 50 years. Trust the quality and experience of Edelman's in Sabetha.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right in your own backyard. Academic, athletic, career, and life success awaits you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to it out of the timeout here. The Northeast Kansas All-Star late third. Here's a pickpocket and a theft by Owen Dieters for Team Navy all the way. Puts it up and in for two. 14 for Dieters.
He just called it like a thief of the night. Dieters takes it away. Dieters just picking up steal number three for herself on the game. Most steals here. Man, she just does such a great job of getting those takeaways.
A little 4-0 spurt here by Navy to build it back up to a 7-point lead. Got 45 seconds to go. Of course, college rules, so we've had the shot clock, and there's a running floater. That's up and in for Isabella Herla, who's got 8. The St. Mary's Bear gets Team Gold back to within 5. So about 7 seconds between the shot clock and the game clock here late third quarter. Peters hands it off here to Contreras, the Hiawatha Redhawk, who had it knocked away and out of bounds. And Navy will keep it. And it looks like Troy head coach and the Navy leader and Derek Jasper wants a timeout. Go ahead and keep it right here. It's maybe trying to draw up a set play here. We haven't seen maybe a ton of set plays, but as I mentioned, this game was a one-point game last year, and when it tightened up in the final few minutes, you could really see the girls really lock in. You know, they're all going to say they're here to have fun.
Sure.
But in the back of their mind, as any competitive person would maybe not admit,
you might want to win.
You want to win.
Yep.
And you got teammates playing against each other. A little bit of bragging rights. So as we see it, continue to stay close. The deeper we get into it, I think things are going to get a little bit tighter. You'll see the coaches, I think, get a little bit more involved. At least I talked to Derek Jasper before the game. They had about 45 minutes or so, maybe to kind of practice, so to speak, put a couple plays in. We'll get to Justin here in just a second. Owen Dieters trying to trigger in the inbounds pass here for Navy. Now we get a left wing three that is short, but right into the hands. Dieters, the rebound, gets a good look off the heel, a few times off the rim, and it falls through. 16 for the future Benedictine Raven. We'll take this to the end of the quarter, get it down to Justin for another interview. And another steal for Owen Dieters. Absolute thief in the night, as Crendon would say, and using the body to lay it in for two. 18, and that's going to take us to the end of the quarter. Let's go down to Justin here as we have ended the quarter of play.
Yeah, I'm here with Taylor Bosley of Jackson Heights for the Navy All-Stars. We've kind of pulled away, getting the lead back up to nine. Taylor, tell me what this game experience has been like for you today.
You know, it's kind of fun. It's something different. You know, we don't really get to play together like this, so it's just kind of a cool experience and seeing how other coaches coach too. So, yeah.
You've had a great career, of course, in multiple sports, but what does it mean to be selected to an All-Star and have a chance to compete with these other great seniors?
I would say it's just, like, such an honor and just kind of a cool experience, you know. I honestly, for basketball, wasn't sure if I was going to be in this one, so it's just kind of fun seeing how it goes.
Tell me about your favorite memory as a Jacksonite Cobra, any sport. You have a couple top games or moments or anything you'd love to go back and get to experience again?
I would say my freshman year, we went to state in basketball, and that was really fun. Just obviously kind of being a bench warmer at that point, but it was just so fun and just experiencing all that.
What's the best advice maybe that you've ever been given by a coach or somebody as far as athletics? Anything pop in your head, best advice?
I would just say maybe if you're not having your game and you can't contribute, always find a way to contribute somewhere elsewhere, whether that be just bringing people up in basketball, defense, just doing anything you possibly can to contribute.
I love that answer. And then finally, tell us about your future. What's next for Taylor Bowes?
As of right now, I think I'm going to go to K-State and major in business and just kind of go that route. So.
Well, good luck to you. Congratulations on a great career, and go finish off a win.
Thank you.
That's Taylor Bosley of Jackson Heights, guys. Back to you for the fourth quarter.
All right, we got a 53-44. That was a much more exciting, fast pace. 21-19, the Navy advantage there, Crendon, in the third. They go from a 7-point halftime lead to a 9-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Expect the game to tighten up a bit.
Let's go tighten up a lot. I just want to give a shout-out to Coach Massey of the Jackson Heights Cobras. She's actually sitting out just a little bit in front of us. She came here to watch Taylor Bosley. So, and you know, Jackson Heights, a little bit of a down year, but able to win that first round game against Horton, a little bit of an upset there, so shout out to them. But yeah, you mentioned here things coming down the wire. We're going to see a lot more bench players come out, you know, get a lot of points in there. Yeah, this one's going to come down the wire, as you mentioned.
Well, Gold turning it over 15 seconds into this fourth quarter. Again, Navy a 9-point advantage at 53-44. Owen Dieters been the star here, 18 in the game. The future Benedictine Raven and Centralia Panther. Coming off the state title win just a couple of weeks ago. Here is a Aaliyah Contreras straightaway three that missed off the left side of the rim, and now Team Gold wants to push the tempo. They're down nine, not quite a minute into this final quarter. Nice ball fake here. Shot blocked by Heim. Good defense by Navy. Up the floor, Contreras, and she lost it, taken away by Dollinghouse. 9:10 to go in the game. First to two here, of course. Boys All-Star game will follow. Dollinghouse had it knocked away in the corner. Closed out by Owen Dieter. She'll go all the way. Baseline from the left corner. And Dollinghouse has 12. 53-46 the Navy lead. 8:50 to go in the game. Here's Dieters working right. And draws the foul. Angling in from the right wing, and she'll shoot free throws.
And as things come down the wire, I think we're going to see a lot more of those interior attacks, drawing fouls, getting to the free throw line. You see it in the regular season of basketball when it comes down to the fourth quarter. The free throw line is a key point. I'm sure we'll see it a lot here as a lot of these great athletes that are on the court, this is where they're known, is the ice in the veins, as you would say, their ability to shoot very efficiently from the free throw line.
That was the first miss for Dieters at the line. She was 3 for 3, and get it down to Justin here in a moment for another player interview after Dieter's second free throw. She got this one to go. She's got 19 to lead all scores. Let's go down to Justin.
Lead up to 8 for the Navy All-Stars, and I'm here on the Navy All-Star sideline with Aaliyah Contreras of Hiawatha. Aaliyah, what's this experience been like for you today? What are you enjoying about the game?
I like how we're all, like, new teams are all together playing together and having fun, getting a new chance to play with each other, and it's just fun.
I figured you were telling your team, like, the inside scoop. You're going up against your high school head coach here in this All-Star game today. You know all of her secrets, right?
I do. Every play she calls, I follow one of the players around the court, and I call it out because I know it.
Well, I know you girls love playing for Stacey Jasper. She took over for the head coach this year. Just tell me about your season at Hiawatha, because I feel like you achieved some great expectations this year.
Yes. Having a new coach at first was different because my senior year, and my former coach, Brady, knew it was going to be a different change, but then we adjusted really well. She knew what she was doing. We had all our faith in her, and she was just the best coach for the season, so it was so worth it.
You know, I saw you miss one a moment ago, but when you talk about having all the faith in the world, I have all the faith in the world that when you shoot a three, there's a good chance it's going in. That's kind of your game. Tell me about just your mindset as being such a sharp shooter from the outside.
Usually I believe that if I just believe that it's going to go in, it'll go in half the time. Just got to be strong. And even though maybe not always fall, keep shooting no matter what.
Awesome. Tell me about your career plans.
So after high school, I'm going to become an esthetician to get my license. It takes 7 to 9 months in Manhattan at Bellis Academy, and then we get my CNA. And eventually become a travel CNA. So.
Awesome. Well, good luck to you. You think your girls are going to hold on for this win today?
Oh, yes. We'll play the team, play it together, we'll be just fine.
Right, good luck.
Thank you.
That's Aaliyah Contreras of Hiawatha. Her Navy team still up 8, guys.
All right. Haven't seen much offensively during that interview. We're going to get free throws here from Athena Broaddus of Royal Valley. It's 54-46 Navy, 7:54 to go. And Broaddus at the line and gets in the books here with the free throw made. 5'8 Royal Valley senior going to Independence Community College to play softball. And her second free throw up and good. Gold hanging around, 54-48. Just south of 8 minutes to go in this game. Navy works it into the front court. Long two. It's an air ball right into the hands of Callie Honeyman of Nemaha Central. Shovels it back to the top of the key, trying to save it, and doing so to keep it alive here to Gracie Grable, working on the left wing. Reset back up top here with Isabella Herla, putting it on the dribble, going in from the left wing, high off the window. It rolls out. She gets her own rebound, tried to shovel it into Broaddus, and now it's on the floor and finally picked up by Navy.
Still great hustle overall by Herla, preventing the backcourt violation, then also going for the rebound. No, she couldn't finish with the points there, but overall great hustle.
Trying to get it up the floor, did Navy to Stidham, and she lost the handle out of bounds. So going back to Team Gold here at 7:18 to go, and it's a six-point game, 54-48, 39th annual. Again, Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games. Glad to bring you the coverage here from Highland CC. Brandon, Crendon, Justin, Seth, all with you here for the double dip here today. And this was a one-point Navy win a year ago, and here's a drive. Shot, not enough English. Broaddus the rebound, turns to her left, puts one up, no, gets her own rebound, second chance up and in. Athena Broaddus, who's got four here in the quarter, 54-40, Navy, our lead cut to 4. Here comes Team Gold. Left side, a shot rejected on the wing by Broaddus. But Navy gets it back with Stidham. Of course, teammates there, Stidham and Broaddus, and now a foul. After the missed shot, it's going to go back to Team Gold.
And if you're here for Team Gold, I mean, you really can appreciate the runs that they're starting to put together. The sudden sparks of click that you can really see there on the court, especially the flow between the players. Again, if you're for Team Gold, they're doing a great job of being able to really collect those players together right now.
Well, Brooke Wilcott just picked up her fifth foul for Team Navy. 6.5 minutes to go in the game. It's a four-point Navy lead. Here is Gracie Grable, the Troy Trojan, up to the St. Mary's Baron, Isabella Herla. Working back to Grable in the corner left. Schuster wanted a post touch and had it knocked away and a steal here. Navy now on the attack up 4. Long pass left side. Bowerly had a hot third quarter and she's fouled on a 3-point attempt by Broaddus. and she will shoot three. Bowerly had 8 points in the third quarter, has nine in the game. And now with 6:10 to go, a chance with three opportunities at the line. As Broaddus again mentioning her picking up the foul, that's her fourth. Owen Dieter's back into the game, replacing Bosley of Jackson Heights. Get it down to Justin here after this first free throw by Bowerly, and it's up and good. Look out, Justin.
I got Allie Franken of Troy with me on the Navy All-Stars. And Allie, I want to know about all this little trash talking I'm seeing out here between you and Gracie today. What's going on with that?
Oh, we've always both been the most competitive on our team, and I think us playing against each other is really fun for us as opposed to playing on the same team.
Did you have to, like, draw straws to figure out which one of you got to play for Coach Jasper?
No, thankfully, I got the longer stick. She got the short end.
Tell me about your Troy senior basketball season and being able to bring home some hardware with a third-place finish at state.
Yeah, it was really fun. I mean, this was the best we've been in high school for a long time, and it being my senior year just made it so much better.
Is that your favorite moment, or do you have any other game or any other moment you'd love to go back and have a chance to relive as a Troy Trojan?
I mean, no. I think us winning the third place state was the best thing that happened to me my whole high school career.
Navy All-Stars are kind of pulling away here. Do you feel like you're just getting a little more comfortable, or what's been the biggest thing for your team here today?
I mean, I don't know. We have a bunch of really good players. I mean, multiple that are going to play in college. So I think that's about it. That's all we needed.
But last question for you, Allie. What are your future plans?
I'm going to go to K-State and major in criminology.
Awesome. You don't have a real funny or quirky Derek Jasper story for us, do you?
No, I mean, he's definitely the best coach I could have gotten, and I'm very glad that he's my coach.
Well, good luck in the future and the rest of today.
Thank you so much.
That's Allie Franken of Troy, guys. Back to you.
You mentioned Navy pulling away just a touch. A three-point play by Hayden Heim, but she missed the free throw, and it's 58-50, Team Navy. At 5:40 to go, Gold with the basketball. Here is Grable with it. Now Edie a touch. Dollinghouse now, top of the key. Wants a Schuster screen and waves it away. Now Edie trying to set a screen to Dollinghouse's left. Had it knocked away on the wing. Now up top here. They want a post touch here. Good matchup. Schuster and Heim going to work on the block. Kicks it back out to Edie. Driving in, kicking right. This is Broaddus a touch. Now Dollinghouse from the right wing. All the way. Shot no good, but a foul. Cammy Dollinghouse will go to the line to shoot two. She's got 12 in the game. It stops the clock at 5:15. Gold down 8, 58-50, Team Navy.
And Dollinghouse, 12 points, 5 for 10 from the field, 1 for 3 from around the perimeter.
First free throw, no good. Hit it high off the heel. And all the workers here for Highland doing a great job putting this thing on for us. And just glad to be a part of it. It's been a good game here. 1 point game after one. It was a 7 point Navy lead at the half. They led it by 9 going into the fourth and now lead it by 8. Both free throws were missed, but Gold gets the offensive rebound. They'll get another chance here. Grable thought about it from deep. Now Edie bouncing short corner right. They want a post touch. Good defense inside by Brooke Wilcott to knock it away and out of bounds. 5:03 to go. And Gold keeping the possession underneath as Dollinghouse will throw it in. Trying to get it through Heim. Schuster wide open for an easy two. Elizabeth Schuster with 5. 58-52, Navy by 6.
Yeah, Schuster, she has the most minutes here on the court for Gold Squad with over 32. Spending most of the time there out on the court. She's done a great job underneath the basket.
Line drive missed by Bowerly, but goes into the hands of Dieters, who now resets for the second chance opportunity. Don't want to go under the screen on her. She thought about a deep three, but instead a drive by Bowerly trying to tip it out off her own miss. But tips it right into the hands of Dollinghouse. Long pass up the floor to Edie, and out of bounds it goes for a turnover. And we got a timeout on the floor. We'll take it as well. 4:32 to go in this Girls All-Star game. Navy 58, Gold 52. Back after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCONUnderground.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Game. Continuing here from Highland, Brandon Tabman, Kernan Proffitt, Justin Flutes, Ed Tollison all with you. Game coming down the home stretch here. On the girls' side, it's Team Navy 58, Team Gold 52. 4:32 to go in the game, Sir Kernan Proffitt.
Yeah, Gold's climbing back right into this one. And again, they're kind of doing a little bit off the backs here of those Nemaha Central players. Honeyman, who has 11 right now. Dollinghouse, who leads the team with 12, going 5 of 10 from the field.
Here's a deep step back two from the right corner. That's short by Dieters. And now a chance here for Gold to chip away. Again, they're down six. Just under 4:20 to go. Schuster has it up top. The Holton Wildcat off to Gracie Grable. A deep three. It's going to be an air ball. And Dollinghouse slaps it back into play and saved it to Schuster. Now Honeyman on a drive. Shot no good, but she fouled.
There you go. I just mentioned it. Dollinghouse, who was able to save it, recollect it inside. Pass right back to Honeyman. What does Honeyman do? Takes not a second hesitation but to drive the rim. And putting them on the same team, you know, you look at everybody else, they're kind of separated by their teams. But you put two players on the same team, they're kind of energy together. They're going to flow really well, especially when they're on the same court.
Well, again, college rules, and fouling out of the game was Brooke Wilcott with six fouls. The Holton Wildcat, first free throw no good, though, by Callie Honeyman. Mentioned the 5'11 senior from Nemaha Central being here at Highland CC in the fall to play volleyball. And her second free throw, no good. These are missed opportunities for Gold, and they'll give the possession back up, still down six. Here's Dieters, 1-8-D1 player of the year, future BC Raven. Nice shovel pass here left side to Powerly for three, short. And a far side rebound by Brenna Eady, Donovan West Mustang. There is a big gap between the high school three and the college three. See the girls certainly trying that deep three here today. Hadn't been quite successful. Looking at the three-point numbers, Gold just 3 of 20 from three, maybe 3 of 15. A little bit different, but they're hucking and chucking, no doubt. Here's Honeyman, had it knocked away, picks it back up on the block, doubled, back into the corner. Now Grable a touch up top here on the right wing. 3.5 minutes to go. It's a 6-point Navy lead, but Gold with the basketball. Here's Schuster to her right. Shot no. Hiding the rebound for Navy. Haven't really had to call out the shot clock a whole ton today. There have been a lot of quick possessions. Oh, beautiful feed by Dieters. Another assist. And the bucket in by Allie Franken of Troy.
Well, you've seen the shot clock kind of subtly enter its way in. I know for these classifications, more so, they haven't had to worry about it. But there's been a couple games where they've probably had to use it, a team that they've probably traveled to or such.
Here's Edie, a tough drive. Shot no good with a little bit of contact and a rebound for Stidham of Royal Valley. So Navy right now with the possession, leading by 8, 60-52 at 2:41 to go in this game. There's a drive and a foul, and Bowerly's had a great second half. We'll shoot more free throws here for Team Navy. Or I'm going to say it's on the floor. Beg your pardon.
I like how much the pressure is really picked up here as we're getting down to the wire. You're starting to see a lot of full court pressure being applied. That man-to-man defense is just getting tighter. I mean, they're really kind of, again, you kind of mentioned it, taking it more seriously. They want the win.
So we got a 30-second timeout, so we're going to keep it right here. 16 seconds remaining on the shot clock for Team Navy. A big possession here for the Gold defensively. And it's 60-52 Team Navy at 2:37 to go in the game. I feel like multiple times in this second half, Crendon, we have seen Gold push it back to a 2-3-4-point game, but then you see the Navy go on a 4-5-6-point run to kind of push it back out to that 2-3 possession lead. And every time Gold's just kind of chipped away and gotten right there, Navy kind of pushes it away, and now they really have a chance to push it away here in the final 2:37.
I think Gold would like that three-point spark. Everyone likes that three-point spark. It just puts a lot of energy to your team and on the bench. But I think here for Gold, they have time with, of course, also the shot clock to an advantage here. Just to work it inside and keep getting those inside shots up, I think that's where their bread and butter really lies here. And maybe if it comes down to a minute 30, then you start really taking those three-pointers.
Well, out of the timeout, a deep Navy three. Heim, though, off the miss, right underneath. Her second chance, no good. Back into her hands for a third time and had it knocked away and a foul.
and multiple opportunities underneath. Hayden Heim, all 6-3 of her. A couple of offensive rebounds will go to the line for two. As Schuster picks up the foul, the Holton Wildcat her first. Heim's got 14 in the game, going to Central Missouri to continue her basketball career, and she knocks in the first free throw. Big free throws here for Navy, trying to pull away in this game.
Heim also with 8 rebounds and the lone block here for Team Navy.
61-52, trying to get it to 10, and she does. Well, again, you look at her numbers this year. 25 points and 13 rebounds a game. She averaged nearly 3 blocks a game. Set the school record for points in a season. Points in a game with 49. First team All-State across the board, and just a fantastic career for the St. Mary's Bears. 10-point lead after that second made free throw. Here's a right corner three that's short. Rebound Hayden Heim.
And when you're 6'3", you kind of look at the rest of the court, you know, kind of averaging out about 5'9". I mean, her presence is really sought underneath there, especially for Team Navy, as it kind of comes down to the 2-minute crutch here.
Well, Bowerly got a pass from Dieters in the corner for Navy, but her heel was on the out-of-bounds line, so Navy turns it over. They lead it by 10 with 2 minutes to go. 62-52. Again, the boys' game at 3 o'clock. We'll have it for you right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. I expect some high-flying, high-scoring in that second game here today.
Mason Dunks.
I would be shocked if we don't see a few hammer time jams. Got some really good athletes competing here today. The 10-point lead. Navy gets underneath. Shot is up and good. And Allie Franken now with 8. And Gold in trouble with 95 seconds to go. Let's go down to Justin.
Hey, thanks. I'm here with Avery Sivan of Royal Valley on the Navy All-Stars. And Avery, what's the experience been like playing in the All-Star game here today?
It's been so fun, just getting to play with the best of the best and teams that you see throughout the year, but just get to play with them is really fun.
I'm sure you girls are tired, but I feel like you're getting better as this game goes on. If we play like another half, you probably, you know, keep score even better, right?
Yeah, it's really fun to play, just to get used to playing with each other. We practiced for a short time before, so playing with people you've never played before is hard at first, but we're definitely getting used to it.
I asked your teammate, Athena Broaddus, the same question. Of course, you're playing against her today as an opponent, but I was talking about Coach Boucher's energy and if it ever, you know, isn't at 2,000% and how that carries over to you girls on the floor.
Yeah, being on different teams is crazy, being a post and a guard, just being different, but it's really fun to bring each of the players different coaching styles that they have throughout the year, bringing them all together on the same floor is really fun.
Do you have a favorite memory as a Royal Valley Panther? Game you'd love to go back and experience that moment again?
Our second round of sub-state, we all just played really well. We played Heritage. I had a double-double, my first one. It was really fun, but just being able to win that and make it to the sub-state championship was really memorable.
That's awesome. And tell us about your future plans.
I'm going to go to K-State for speech pathology next year. And, yeah, I'm really excited.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Avery Sivan of Royal Valley. Guys, back to you for the finish.
Well, the final minutes of this game, and right now a 10-point Navy lead. Goal with the basketball. Edie has it on the wing. Now Broaddus, beautiful pass to the right block. Shot up and good by Isabella Hurla. An 8-point Navy lead, but down the home stretch, just 50 seconds remaining here, Crendon. It's been a heck of a ride here in this game, and not sure if Dieters has taken much of a break in this game at all. Long two from the right corner, no good. Might as well have been a pass. It's put up and in by Franken. 66-56 Navy.
On this 40-minute game, she's been on the court for 35 minutes. She's leaded all the athletes here in the most minutes on the court, so that's not an exaggeration, Brandon. I mean, she's one of the top players here, going to a top college known for their basketball success, so I mean, yeah, she's going to take up a lot of time on the court as she right now leads the game in points and in rebounds with 19 points and 12 boards.
Dominance display, and DC Ravens women's basketball had such a great year, making the national tournament once again. They're going to get a good one with Owen Dieters. But the final 24 seconds here is Gold with the basketball. There's a whistle and a foul at 22 seconds left. We got 2 shots coming up here for the Gold Squad and ACCHS Tiger Corey Wagner. Shoot a couple here. So Wagner has, I believe, 4 points in the game today. Going to Emporia State. Her collegiate plans. And her first free throw gets the kind touch up and in.
Second team all-league in the NEKL this year was Corey Wagner. Averaged over 9 points, 6 rebounds, and nearly 5 assists. So a stat sheet stuffer. Missed the second, but an offensive rebound try not put up and in by Grable. And now just 15 seconds remaining as Contreras, a long two, she puts it in. Aaliyah Contreras, again, playing the college level three. And final few seconds here as this shot is up no good by Tatum Kramer of Centralia. And the final few picks are going to run off the clock. And that will do it for the girls' game. A Navy win, 68-57. We will dive into some of the numbers and get you set for the boys' contest right after this. Again, our coverage of the Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games continues after this. Girls' game, Team Navy wins it 68-57. And we're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Bank of Highland has made a commitment. One, to provide a banking experience that is dependable, dedicated, and loyal to their customers. They offer many services including standard checking and savings accounts, as well as loans for agriculture, homes, and autos. They want to be your trusted financial partner. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank. Making life better right here at home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
For more than 40 years, Taylor Seed Farms has been driving success for farmers with big-time results and small-town values. At Taylor, we back our words with action and excellence. Our corn and soybeans undergo thorough testing in your local environments for years before hitting the market, ensuring our research is serving you best. And we're proudly American-owned and family-run. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com/radio and explore hybrids and varieties tailored to your farm's needs.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Game coverage continues here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brandon, Crendon, Justin, and Seth all with you. The girls' game has gone final, good sir. Team Navy, another win, 68-57. Final score over Team Gold.
Yeah, it was a great game between both teams. We saw Navy kind of pull away a couple times in that first half, and then Gold, and it went back down. And who's going to back down? This is the final game for some of those girls out there, so they want to bring it back up and bring it back to the game. And Gold did a really great job of getting it back to a very competitive match between the two teams. And then at the very end, again, a lot of Navy players and Justin's interviewing them. They had a lot of confidence, especially in their players. And how couldn't you? A lot of those players going to a very high collegiate level. One of the bigger ones being an Owen Dieters going to play at Benedictine. And she finishes with best stat line tonight with 19 points, 12 rebounds, as well as 4 steals. And she led everyone tonight in those categories. A great game for her, and then a great game for everybody else who contributed on the court tonight for both teams.
Well, let's go through some of the numbers real quick. Team Navy, again, winning at 68-57 in the girls' game. They shot 40% from the floor, hit 25 of 62 shots, but just 3 of 21 from 3. They were 15 of 23 from the free throw line. As Brendan mentioned, Owen Dieters, 19 points to lead all scorers. She added 12 rebounds and 4 steals. 3 other Navy players in double figures. Hayden Heim with 16 and 9 rebounds. 11 from Kinsey Bowerly, a majority of that in the second half. And then Allie Franken, the Troy Trojan, 10 points as well. Avery Stidham, Royal Valley Panther, had 6. And then 2 points apiece from Aaliyah Contreras, Brooke Wilcott, and Isabella Major, excuse me. And then on the Gold side, they had 3 in double figures. Their leading scorer, Cammie Dollinghouse, Omaha Central Thunder, she had 14 points and 6 rebounds. 11 from her teammate, Callie Honeyman. Also, Isabella Hurla, St. Mary's Bear with 10 points.
as well. Also, 5 points apiece from Elizabeth Schuster and Brennan Eady, and 4 points as well from Athena Broaddus, and then 3 points from the Troy Trojan and Gracie Grable. All right. How you feeling?
Well, I just want to say one thing. I mean, you got to give love to all these players, but a big shout out to the ones that are staying close to home, especially in our coverage area, too. I mean, that's a great thing, is being able to kind of keep it more closer, hearts to some of those players, be able to see them progress. I mean, you talk about Dieters going to Benedictine, you know, keeping it close, you know, have them on care radio. And, of course, with Dollinghouse, as well as Honeyman here at Highland. I mean, I'll be here individually covering them for Highland's thing. So being able to have them in the area, it's really great. And it's great to see these players want to stay close to home. And, you know, this is a capsule for a lot of players. I mean, right now they're giving hugs, talking to each other. This is the final time for most of them playing basketball, at least. We know a couple of them want to go play softball. We had, you know, one say soccer. I mean, we have a lot of different talent here. And that's what you really got to appreciate is the talent and the community coming together. And you see a lot of people now leaving. You're going to get the men's crowd now popping up in here. But, man, all I can say is it's really a great crowd, great atmosphere, and great respect to sportsmanship. I mean, everyone, it was feel good. All the way to the very end, you saw smiles from some of the best moments of this game.
Again, the girls' final, Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball game, the 39th edition of it, Navy 68. And Gold 57. We got a little pause in the action here. Of course, we got the boys game here in about 25 minutes or so. Of course, we'll have the coverage. Same exact thing. We're going to get Justin down here with an interview. So we'll go ahead and keep it right here. As again, we're going to continue our coverage here. But it was fun. Certainly a great game and a great atmosphere. Not a ton of seats available, you know, for that girls game. And a lot of community members out in support, but I'm trying to see, let's see, I was looking for the ties and the lead changes here. There was only 2 lead changes in that girls game and 3 ties. And Navy led for 35 minutes, nearly 36 minutes of that game. Gold only led, Crendon, for less than 30 seconds. I talked about it, how Gold would make runs, get it back to 2-3-4, and, you know, just wouldn't be able to overcome the deficit. But nonetheless, we're continuing our coverage. Let's go down to Justin.
All right, I'm here with Hayden Heim of St. Mary's of the winning Navy All-Star team today. And Hayden, another great game. I know you're used to great games, but just tell me what the experience was like here today.
It was a lot of fun, honestly. You know, I had a lot of great players surrounding me, and it was super fun to play with them. I grew up with some of them, so, yeah, just a lot of fun today.
I think you finished with, like, 16 points, but your averages in the 49-point game you had this year, just tell me about your mindset, the offensive confidence that you have as a player.
I think, honestly, props to my team for having trust in me and getting me the ball and kind of just into that takeover mode, I guess, and I'm going to finish this basket, and, yeah, that it kind of just ended up happening. So,
at what point in your life did somebody say something or something happened that kind of led you down this path of basketball to this point today?
Definitely my dad, both of my parents. They've always been like, you know, like, this is, I can tell this is what you want to do, and so they'll go to the gym with me whenever I want to, and they're really good about pushing me, you know, but keeping my confidence as well. So they've been a huge, huge support.
I mentioned the 49-point game you had, some other big memories, but what's your favorite moment as a St. Mary's Bear athletic?
I think just the practices, honestly. Just being with my team every day and all the jokes and everything that we have. It's just the whole experience, you know, with those girls. It meant a lot to me, and it's definitely something I'll miss, but, I mean, I look forward to the future.
I know today was all about a lot of fun, obviously, but as a competitor, I imagine, like, things were kicking in that second half when you and your team kind of pulled away to secure this one.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, kind of just, you get that little mental, like, okay, you know, this can be fun, but I want to win, too.
Final question. I know you're going to continue your athletic career and play basketball. North Central, tell me about what drew you there and what you're looking forward to next year.
Awesome coaching staff, awesome players. I know a lot of the freshmen going there, so a familiar crowd. I'm really excited. I think they know how I like to play, and that fits in perfectly with their playing style, so I'm really looking forward to that.
A great game today, phenomenal career, and best of luck in your future.
Thank you.
That's Hayden Heim of the St. Mary's Bears and part of the winning Navy All-Star girls team here today.
All right.
And we interviewed almost everybody, right?
We almost got everybody. Yeah, I'm not sure if we missed anybody. Justin did a good job in that first game getting all the girls taking some time with us. We appreciate it in the middle of the game. But as you heard it right there, St. Mary's Bear, Hayden Heim, one of the best in the state, going to Central Missouri to play basketball next year. All right, we're going to step aside. We'll continue our coverage here. We'll take a little bit of an extra break. The boys are warming up. We got that coming up here in about 18 minutes or so, but we'll pause for a quick timeout. Our coverage of the Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games continues after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.